It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have. Those are words from the book of Hebrews. One day, 3-year-old Amanda Smith got to visit a local fair in London. She had a really great time. She enjoyed herself so much. The only thing she regretted was that her baby brother, Georgie, wasn't with her at the fair. And after thinking it over for some time and remembering how much the fair meant to her, she decided she wanted Georgie to go. So she took Georgie and set out for the fair. Several hours later, the two were found a half a mile away, cold and hungry, but unhurt. You know, it's a tender story if you will but think about it. A little child found something she liked. She found something worth sharing, and she wanted to share it with her little brother. Because she loved him, she wanted Georgie to have a chance at something which had meant so much to her. And she was determined to make sure that he had a chance to do exactly that. Followers of the Nazarene are like little 3-year-old Amanda. They have found something that means so much to them that they want to share it with those they love. And in order to share it with others, they're willing to sacrifice. Of course, they learned this desire from the one who gave it to them. He was so excited about the good news that he had to share it with those around him. Even when faced with danger and threat of life, he did not cease from sharing what great things he had found with those who were near him. Suppose for a moment that a doctor, having searched for many years for a cure for cancer, suddenly found that cure. Don't you think he would be so excited that he'd want to share that discovery with everyone in the world, and especially with those who have cancer? Think of how much joy and happiness and pleasure it would give that doctor to see cancer patients cured of their illness because of the cure he had found. That, too, is the feeling of those who have discovered the healing power of the Carpenter of Galilee. They have found a cure for the cancer of sin, selfishness, and prejudice, and hatred, and littleness, and all the other things that keep men and women from living the abundant life. The followers of the way have found something which gives their life meaning and purpose and hope. Why shouldn't they want to share it with those who are still searching? Amanda found something that meant so much to her that she wanted to share it with a loved one, Georgie. Any doctor who discovers a cure for cancer and doesn't share it with the world would be called a fool. It's just natural, then, that those who have found the way wish to share it with others. To share our best with another is one of life's greatest privileges.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.